Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Nerd Up. Today we have Stephanie.
Hi.
Steven.
Krista.
This guy.
And CJ.
And I'm here too.
That guy.
So, if you haven't noticed, I am not Jesse. Krista is taking over the show now. I'm in charge. So now you all have to listen to me. So
I quit.
So Jesse is actually in Nebraska right now, so I am taking over the show.
We're going to have cooties all over the show, just girl cooties everywhere.
Yeah, Jesse, you're going to have girl cooties all over your mics.
The men are dwindling, CJ.
There's a 50-50 at this table right now.
Soon the women will take over. There will be no men.
Somebody
in this.
Go find Lindsay.
We need to girl it up in here.
Four people trapped in buildings, send supplies and health. If none available, send more women.
No one's here to help you.
Aww.
Aww. Anyway, so today.
Shout out to Jesse.
So, you know, now that Jesse's getting to go on vacation, woohoo, everybody's so excited. But today's topic, we are actually going to start on a sad note. Satoru Iwata, as everyone knows. Are you going to correct me in my pronunciation?
I was about to, yeah.
Satoru Iwata. I know, I keep saying it wrong. He passed away on July 11th at the age of 55 because of bile duct cancer. If anyone doesn't know how he passed away, that is how everyone over the internet just exploded over his death and everything. There were a lot of pictures, a lot of memorabilia, like YouTube videos and stuff of all the work that he's done. I think one of his most notable things was Super Smash Brothers, which I think we all agree we all love and we'll miss him very much. And I think any other Super Smash Brothers will not be the same. But
same goes for Metal Gear on that note.
Have you heard that there were some people who were doing a petition to make an amiibo of him?
Really?
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
I would buy the crap out of that.
They wanted, yes.
And, like, have the proceeds go to cancer research.
Ooh.
So that's actually a great idea.
I don't think it's actually going to be a thing, but I know some people on the internet were trying to do that. So.
No, bile duct cancer awareness would be good enough, because I had no idea that existed until Krista just said it now.
I didn't either, but, you know, there's a lot of weird medical stuff that can happen.
Yeah.
Apparently he was fighting for it over a year, like over the course of a year.
And just never made it public.
Yeah, and, you know, no one really knew about it. They knew that he was in pain a lot and sick all the time, but they just didn't know exactly, I guess, what was happening with him. So, if some of you don't know, he was the CEO of Nintendo, and now that he has passed away, we have someone else. We need somebody else to take his place. Currently, Shigeru Miyamoto and Genya Takeda is actually taking place of the CEO until they find, like, someone to, you know,
fill in the spot.
So that's actually kind of sad, and I kind of wish Shigeru Miyamoto would take it.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. I would take Miyamoto.
But
any
day. I think the reason why he doesn't want to take it is because he likes the position that he's in, and he doesn't want to change that at all.
He wouldn't get to be as creative as he
yes,
is.
Yes, he doesn't get as much freedom for his game development at all if he was CEO.
So he'd have no outlet.
I can understand his point where he doesn't want to be that CEO. But everybody over the internet is just like, Shigeru Miyamoto or Reggie. They want Reggie to be CEO.
Nintendo in Japan. Just have Reggie do it.
Reggie's face on everything. I am Reggie.
I mean, he is ready.
I know.
His body is ready.
Or his body is ready.
If he gets, like, put into the CEO, I want him to say, I am Reggie to be CEO. But anyway, I really didn't want to get too much into that topic. I know that's, like, done and over with. Everybody has done their mourning, and I think we should probably move on. So, now on to an exciting topic. Happy Home Designer is coming out for the 3DS, and me and Stephanie are so excited.
You will not guess how excited CJ looks right now.
super, super excited.
Yeah, just...
I'm elated. I'm on cloud nine.
We can tell by the sound of your voice.
Bueller.
But the look on your face just says it all.
Yeah.
So, Happy Home Designer is actually just a complete spin-off of Animal Crossing, and it's, you're just like this realtor designer.
Realtor.
I know, I get my southern accent, it is so funny.
This is a week of mispronounced words.
Well, because the linguistic Jesse isn't here to help us.
So our combined word skills have gone down by... whatever average we are versus...
I'm here to help y'all. I'm just not willing. I just think it's funnier.
He's too caught up in this Animal Crossing hype to...
Yeah. Yeah. I'm too excited. So what do you get to do again?
What is this game about?
So what's Animal Crossing?
Oh, my gosh. We need to get you Animal Crossing.
Oh, no. I had Animal Crossing way back when on my DS.
So how...
New Leaf is so much... better than
it
Wild
is.
World, though.
It's
so I don't weird. Know if that's the one that I have.
Okay,
I
know.
I had.
I know the comparison has been Chores the Game.
Yeah. That's why I stopped playing it eventually, is because, like, I finally realized that this goddamn raccoon is not going to leave me alone. So there's no end game. There's just, it was just this, I felt like Sisyphus.
Sisyphus.
Okay. Well, anyway, it's not Chores the Game anymore. It's work.
It's home design the game.
It's design the game.
It's productive design. Employment.
No, it is like work. Like, you go to your job and you, like, walk around and try and get clients for, like, designing their homes, which is actually kind of funny. I do wish you were kind of like Tom Nook, where you would knock on their house and be like, hey, you owe me money.
Tom Nook doesn't do that, though. Like, he's actually pretty chill, even though he's got all this hate.
Yeah.
Like, you can pay back your house as slow as you want.
Yeah.
He's just always there and ready when you've got the money.
Which in itself is a little bit more disturbing than having somebody like, give me my fucking money. He's just sitting there behind the counter all passive-aggressive, like, oh, don't worry, you can pay me back whenever you want out of that million bells you owe me.
Well, I guess this go-around, you don't actually have to pay him anything, I don't think, so...
Good.
No, you don't... Like, that is one thing that kind of disappoints me, is that I... Like, you don't have to pay him for anything or buy any of the, like, designer, like, furniture and stuff. You don't have to get, like, the wallpapers. You don't have to get the houses. You don't have to get...
As, I guess, a quick explanation for people who haven't seen any gameplay for this thing, the best explanation for this game that I've seen is somebody compared it not so much playing, like, Animal Crossing New Leaf, but rather, like, playing a weird version of Zoo Tycoon. It's like creating a habitat for your villagers.
Which is awesome!
You've got a huge town map, and you get to pick out where you want them to live, which is something that anyone playing Animal Crossing has always wanted, is to pick where their villagers... I know people that will hack their games to get their villagers to line up where they want them. Mm. You can decorate the inside of their house, their yard. You can decorate all the stores in the town. You can make a school. You can make restaurants. You can basically just decorate. And, of course, each villager is going to want specific items, specific walls, specific things in their yard.
And they have tastes.
To be happy. Yeah. They've got taste. Hence the whole, you're designing a habitat for your villagers to live in.
Yeah, they go with a... specific theme or style to their houses, you know, they'll tell you, of course, beforehand, be like, hey, I want this style or I want this theme. And how I hear, like, that part of the style and theme, if you, like, don't actually go with that theme or that style, they still don't care.
Oh.
There is actually no criticism, I hear, in this game.
I was thinking about that this morning. I was like, well, what if you... Okay, like, Isabel, the mayor's assistant in New Leaf, the little yellow dog who's adorable. You can get her as a character in this game and make her house and everything. It's like, cool, you can finally make her happy for all the cool stuff she does for you in New Leaf. And I was thinking about it. I was like, what if you put, like, the most, like, dark, like, scary-looking stuff in her house? Like, this bright, happy, yellow dog, and then she's got, like, you know, Halloween decor.
Yeah.
Or like construction site, like that video, the English actual gameplay trailer.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just like, that would be really funny, but that's also a little disappointing if they don't criticize your choices at all.
I know, because...
Well, it's all Tom Nook style criticism. It's just like, well, I guess this is fine. I mean, you couldn't find the stuff I want, I guess. It's okay.
They do that for birthday presents in New Leaf.
Yeah, really? It's like a passive aggressive.
If it
thanks.
Hurts, it hurts bad.
Yeah.
If you send them the wrong present and they're like, "Yeah, this is all right," I was like, "I'm sorry, I failed you."
That town is probably covered in Post-it notes. Did you say? Like,
yeah.
The cupcakes in the fridge are not for you.
Oh.
That kind of thing.
Oh.
Just.
But yeah, even whenever you like talk to the villagers in New Leaf, if they ask you, "Hey, you know, how do you think my outfit looks today?" And you say, "Oh, yeah, it looks fine." "Really? You thought so? Oh, okay." You know, sometimes
I don't think you really mean that. It's like, "Yes, I do, Antonio, please take my compliment." you are the best anteater.
Sometimes like you pick that wrong selection where it's like, "I don't, you know, they don't accept your criticism or anything."
It's the village of the asshole animals.
It is. And they didn't do that in Happy Home Designer. I don't know why, because, like, a lot of the villagers are very, very critical on what you choose and how you talk to them.
It's a whole village where nothing you do is good enough.
I was like, nothing I do for you is good enough, but I love you.
On the positive, though, they've added a lot more, like, furniture and they've added rugs. They've added lamps you can put on the ceiling.
That's what I do like, is that you can put actual lamps on the ceiling.
I'm going to fill a room with lamps. It's going to be so bright.
The only problem with this game is floor space and ceiling space and wall space.
Can you imagine that being a video game villain? Floor space.
Floor space.
To go back to the whole villagers not criticizing, I'm assuming they had a test group of little kids, like the age group that they want, and the kids would cry because the...
Oh no, it just took years for them to realize how bad it was because they had to wait for the kids to grow up with crippling emotional issues.
Yeah, screw those kids. They have the attention span of a fish. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I understand this is probably geared towards the little kids and everything, where they don't like to criticize and be mean. And
why did you put a pumpkin there?
Some kid somewhere down the line.
I didn't want this.
Some kid somewhere down the line is going to be referring to Tom Nook and accidentally call him Dad.
Oh, God.
It's like that Splatoon picture. I cannot talk today. It's like one of the Inklings is standing in like a street corner and they're like, "My mom left me at Best Buy."
Exactly. He's like, "This is my home now." Oh. Aww. But anyway, I'm super excited about this game. I know Stephanie is, and I know CJ is just overjoyed.
Bueller.
Anyway, so now that we've gotten our Happy Home Designer, like, giddiness out of the way, we're going to talk about how a movie opened up over last weekend. It's called Ant-Man!
Yeah!
Such
varying levels of excitement.
Yay! You know, like, whenever the trailer first came out, I know Steven was really excited. I was kind of excited about, you know, Ant-Man.
It looked awesome.
It looks
it
so
looked
cool.
Funny.
But, like, the opening box office, it actually just did $6.4 million, which is not, like, nothing compared to the Avengers or any of the other movies that they've made. Like, poor Marvel. Or poor Ant-Man. Like, Marvel's doing fine.
Yeah, Marvel's doing fine for now.
Ant-Man's just, you know, kind of hanging out. It's like, "Hi, guys." Very small, tiny, insignificant.
Yeah. I mean, my clear and admitted bias in favor of DC notwithstanding, even when I put that all aside, even when I put that all aside and just like try to be like into Marvel and let myself be into it, because there's a lot of good movies. There's some okay ones, some mad ones, but there's a lot of good movies in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. And even when I put my bias aside, I can't get excited for Ant-Man. I've tried and I can't.
Didn't Ant-Man have, like, a bunch of, like, pre-production problems? Like, they kept changing, like, directors or something like that? Or am I
think
I
there was
that up?
Something like that.
So,
I
like
can't remember specifically, but I think
times.
I remember hearing something like
they
that.
They probably had to change a lot of the script because if some of you didn't know, the Ant-Man is going to fall into the Captain America storyline and apparently is making a reappearance in that movie, The Civil War.
Civil War is going to be so good.
Yeah. And again, I'm excited for it because it's going to be awesome. Now, how Ant-Man actually ties into the whole Civil War like era that is going to take place in Captain America, the original technology that Ant-Man was created by, I have the name here, Hank Pym. Played by Michael Douglas. It's actually from that same technology era that Captain America was, like...
Like World War II secret research?
Yeah,
that kind of
like
thing?
A secret research kind of thing. And Hank Pym is actually supposed to, like, pass on that technology to, you know, new Ant-Man.
You know, I can see him having been Ant-Man in the movie. I haven't seen it yet, but I can see Hank Pym having been Ant-Man and, like, I'm too old for this. We need to teach you to do it now.
Yeah, exactly. And, of course, this secret technology was being developed at the same time that Captain America was being, you know, tested.
Because in the comics, Hank Pym was the first Ant-Man.
Yes, I did read that he was the first Ant-Man and one of the first Avengers.
Yeah, he was also a founding Avenger and one of the main creators of Ultron, which we know is not true in the Marvel movie universe. Mm-hmm. Because...
Well, maybe he was there, we couldn't see
and
him.
Maybe he was there. There's Michael Douglas. They'll just shop him in, standing on somebody's shoulder.
He's in Ultron's, like, teeth.
Yeah, just stuck in like, guys! Help! Help! It stinks in here. He doesn't even eat, but it still stinks.
Oh, it's like
I'm
evil.
A genius and I can't understand it.
But, like, apparently some of the story is between, like, the era of, like, Captain America, like, being asleep and stuff as well. I'm not sure, but I hope to see this movie and answer some of these questions because I do kind of want to know how this all ties in with like Captain America, and apparently Ant-Man is also supposed to help defeat the big guy, what's his
Thanos.
Name? Thanos.
Galactus.
Yeah.
Galactus.
He's supposed to help defeat Thanos.
Stan Lee.
Yes, he is Stan Lee.
The Master Hand.
The Master Hand.
There are some theories going around.
No items, that, Final Destination.
There are some theories going around that within the MCU, Stan Lee is actually the one above all.
Have we talked about this before?
Yeah,
we
should.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
We've
well, never mind. Just go listen to the earlier episode.
That may or may not exist now because Podbean ate a Pentanerd.
I was going to say, shout out to Podbean.
Thanks.
Yeah,
you jerks.
Yeah.
I'll take a running jump at a rolling donut.
But no, I guess it's interesting to see how much money Ant-Man made over the weekend. Nobody can talk today. Just nobody.
Nope.
Considering, okay. And I guess this is a slight change of subject, Minions, its opening weekend, made $115 million, according to Cartoon Brew.
All
the
little
Minion movie
loved
did.
Yeah.
That movie.
And it broke the continuity of the Despicable Me series. I think Groot actually made them, but... Just a little, I guess, tidbit from what I heard that the story for this actually is that the Minions will flock to the most powerful, most evil being on the planet and help them.
So what you're saying is they'll flock to me eventually, right?
That's the sequel. Chris is going to take over theirs.
You're telling me these tiny little yellow jelly bean guys in overalls and goggles are like, really, honestly, if you think about it, the most evil things? In all of creation.
Oh, no, it gets even crazier because, again, what I've heard, I haven't actually seen the movie, but what I've heard was that shortly after Napoleon, they're locked away until a more modern time. Which hints at that had they
Hitler?
Been around, had
they were Nazis?
They, oh, my God. They would have been.
They would have been.
They were locked away at the time. And then they got back out again, I think, like, around the 60s or something.
I mean, were they just putting them in storage until something better, quote-unquote, came along? Or were they just were they locked away for the good of the world?
I think maybe both.
Okay.
But, yeah, they were locked away to kind of, you know, sidestep the whole they would have possibly worked for Hitler thing.
Oh, and my God.
That's what I've heard. I don't know that for true, but, like, the villains are, like, let's see, they have, like, they help, like, an evil dinosaur, they help, like, Dracula, maybe Genghis Khan, I want to say he's in there.
Oh my God, do they help Godzilla?
I don't think they
Genghis
help Godzilla.
Genghis Khan or Attila the Hun, one of those.
But, like, they completely, like, go around that era purposefully in the story just to prevent
just to
that
avoid
from
Hitler.
Oh goodness.
Oh my God.
So, anyway, that's my bit on the Minions. That beat
because if they were being saved for a rainy day, doesn't Hitler seem like a good time to bring them out?
You know what?
That seems like...
Let's give humanity a pass on this one. We'll just have them locked up.
Yeah. Now I do kind of want to see Minions.
So, yeah. But no, Ant-Man, I've heard, you know, I've heard everything from it's really good to meh. I've heard, that's what I've heard, is either one of those.
Yeah.
So.
I can see two Minions sitting around in SS uniforms, and one of them asks, in their special Minion language, are we the baddies? our hats have skulls on them. Little skulls. We're the bad guys. If you haven't seen that.
I mean, this
is
a kid's movie, so you can't really have that in there.
Yeah. Are we the baddie?
No.
We the baddie.
No.
Banana.
Banana. Ooh. Oh, that reminds me of, like, the Minion talk.
King Bob!
So, like, McDonald's, of course, came out with the little Minion toys, and some parents weren't too happy whenever they opened these little Minion toys and heard it say, like, what was it?
Was it fuck? Yeah.
Fuck, I think.
I think so.
Yeah.
But it's specifically the caveman one that says this.
Yeah. So. Specifically.
Specifically the caveman one.
I don't know. Some parent opened the little Happy Meal and, like, heard his daughter, like, press the thing, and he thought it said fuck, and it's like, I don't want to give this to my child. I'm going to check every toy now.
It might be the same thing as the Tickle Me Elmo back in the day. You remember that? One of the factory workers actually recorded himself just saying all kinds of lewd and, like, obscene things and snuck it into a few Tickle Me Elmos.
Yeah,
so that when you squeeze them, you'd shake around, and then you're like, bullshit! This is fucking bullshit!
But that was intentional. Now, how I understand this McDonald's toy is that they talk in, like, a Minion-ish talk.
Yeah.
And I thought it was, like, from the actual movie that
They speak Minionese.
Yeah. Minionese.
Mm-hmm.
But they talk in this Minion-y language, and I guess from the movie, the caveman spoke that word or word in Minionese and transferred it to the toy, and I guess parent thought it said fuck, and many other parents thought it said fuck. I was like, this little Minion just screaming fuck, fuck, fuck in McDonald's.
And McDonald's is like, it's not saying that. We're not going to pull the toy.
Yeah.
Because that's what, I actually know somebody who has a little kid, and they went and got a toy, and they're like, I want the one that cusses.
Yeah, exactly.
She thinks it's hilarious, so.
I think it's funny whenever little toys cuss, like the Poe doll from way back in the day, because there was, like, Poe, the red, whatever, Tinky Winky.
Teletubbies.
Yeah, those Teletubbies.
Oh, yeah.
The red Poe doll apparently was, like, cussing. And they had to pull the toy because it was legit cussing, like the Tickle Me Elmo toy.
No, I'd say it's easiest to believe that, like, the people that made the Minion toys were just like, all right, let's stick some generic Minionese in this. And they just started making sounds. And they, being adults that hear this language all the time, didn't make that connection. They're just like, all right, let's just put phonemes together. Bye. Okay, that'll work. And they just missed that. It was just a miss.
And it's like a Happy Meal toy voice box. It's not going to be quality sound anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
So
right.
It's not actually
not the
cursing.
Highest budget, probably.
No.
No.
They're making millions of these toys.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I think those Happy Meal toys are getting cheaper and cheaper to make because
Back in our day.
Back in our day.
Back in our day, you got a book full of stickers.
Or a T.Y. Beanie Baby.
T.Y. Beanie Baby.
Oh, my gosh, the Beanie Babies.
I miss the Beanie Babies.
So many Beanie Babies.
What was your favorite Beanie Baby, Steven?
It was a frog.
Aw.
It was the green frog,
What was
I
his name?
I don't remember his
Mine
name.
Mine was Scorch the Dragon.
Scorch the Dragon.
My family had a had just a shit pot full of Beanie Babies. Still have them because they're valued just... But anyway, my family had a shit pot full of them. I had no idea which ones were which. I don't even remember a single specific Beanie Baby.
I love Scorch the Dragon.
You love Scorch the Dragon. He likes the frog. Krista?
Is there one named Karthos the Destroyer?
Oh, come off it. What's your favorite Beanie Baby?
I had a cat. I don't remember the name.
Was it the black cat?
I had a tabby.
Oh, a tabby?
Tabby cat.
Okay.
I never had any, like, the normal Beanie Babies. I had, like, the jellyfish and the snail.
and the dragon.
I never had, like, the cat or the dog.
Yeah, the whole pseudopod collection, though. All the pseudopods you had.
I had all the weird ones. The lightning bug. The ostrich.
I did have the ostrich.
It's got the dangly legs.
I know. Anyway, talking about Beanie Babies. So we're going to go on to one of our other things that just released over the internet. The Attack on Titan new trailer that just came out. Steven just like, whatever. Anyway, they finally, yeah, I know, they finally, like, English dubbed it, though.
Hey,
or subbed. Sorry.
Subbed.
You made me say dubbed earlier.
I didn't make you say shit.
You did. It's your fault. I can't say words.
Whatever helps you sleep at night.
It does.
Anyway, they recently just subbed the new trailer, and it's like the extended trailer as well, and it looks god-awful. I hate it.
Yeah.
Like, the first one I saw, and I thought it was pretty good. It got me a little bit excited.
Yeah, that
for it.
Colossus Titan looked fucking badass.
Yeah, did they change everything around, I'm guessing?
No, Colossus still looks fucking badass.
Yeah.
But they revealed a bunch of stuff that looks
Titans look
markedly
shit.
Less badass.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's like, let's focus on the Colossus Titan and only the Colossus Titan. I know he only gets like 2 seconds of appearance, but make him look badass.
I mean, he is the biggest, baddest Titan.
True.
Like, for real.
Yes.
Physically. Yeah. The True. Biggest, baddest Titan.
All the other ones, like, come up around his knees.
Yeah.
If I'm remembering correctly.
Like,
if
I'm pretty sure it doesn't even reach his knees
Mid-calf.
In the anime.
Because, like, an average Titan's, like 20 feet tall.
The cap.
Because an average Titan... He pokes his head over the wall and it's like, hey, guys.
Guys! Open the door.
You guys seen Kill La Kill yet?
Oh, you guys God, seen Kill La Kill yet? It's okay,
Weeaboo.
I guess.
The Weeaboo edition of Attack on Titan.
Yeah. Attack on Otaku.
Attack on Otaku.
Girl Scout cookie.
Girl Scout cookies. But anyway, it just looks god awful. Like, you know,
omnidirectional mobile suits when they're flying. That just looks really crappy.
It's a little goofy.
I know they had a lower budget for this movie, so mm-hmm. they couldn't go all out and make everything, like, super nice and smooth.
Yeah. For me, it's, like, the blood effect, too. Like, even the blood effect looks so fake and, like, I guess grotesque.
Yeah.
Is
but I guess, they've got, but in their defense, they've got to put so much blood in that thing that they've got to cut the budget somehow.
I know, but I would rather, like, make it look, I guess, kind of realistic rather
better.
Than just CGI everything, because that's what it looks like, is just everything is
CGI.
When we talked about the first trailer coming out, I said that I would really, really enjoy it if they put a lot of practical effects in this thing.
Yes.
And they're not doing that.
And that's kind of what upsets me
Shout
about
out to Shannon.
Shout out to Shannon.
Practical effects are, like, the best for, like, gore and blood and bone and everything, just... Yeah. Just make a model of a human leg and just snap it.
Yeah, but the Titan's not actually there.
That's true.
Right. Well, I mean, it would be kind of cool if they did make a colossal Titan.
They've
got practical.
It would break Japan's economy if they had to
nah.
make that
no,
thing.
They have a park where they have statues of the various Titans, like, coming out of the ground and stuff like that, and
wow.
you can pose with them.
Yeah.
You can do that in Japan, and they've also done car commercials with the Titans in Japan as well.
They
which
did.
The car commercial actually looked really, really good.
It didn't look bad. No.
Yeah. I mean, the CGI in it still
okay.
looked CGI, but it looked
it
so much better
it's getting chased
than
by
in the
Titan.
Exactly. It looked so much better in that trailer, or in that little commercial, than the actual movie.
And I know the scripts change from, like, doing a TV show or book and make it into a movie. Levi, that is completely replaced by a different character. I forget the character's name, but apparently Levi is not actually in this movie at all.
And he's a main, like,
he's one
part.
Of the main parts. Like, that's what my understanding is so far.
He's the angry-looking one,
yeah,
right?
He's the short, angry one.
Okay.
Yeah.
The one likes to clean, I think?
Yes.
Yeah, he's okay, the one with the Napoleon complex. He's all, like, angry and
short.
Wee.
Yeah. Wee.
But, I mean, he's, like, one of the Survey Corps, like, main people.
And that could just be a mistranslation from the article that I read. I could be completely wrong. It could be, you know, Levi could show up later in the movie or, like, even in part two.
Well, even still, it sounds like he would have an insignificant role where the anime, he is significant.
Well, in the first part of the anime, like, the first, is it season one or season one part one? Where they were closing the wall from the Colossus Titan.
I think it was part one.
Part one?
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, he didn't even show up in that anime except, you know, just to show that he's out scouting. And mm-hmm. then, at the very end, he just pops up and is like, the fuck's going on, people?
It's like, I leave you guys for 10 minutes, and this is what you fucking do?
And they might do that in the movie, just not show him at all until, like, the very end of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, fuck's this? It's like, Captain Levi.
Yeah, I feel like the story direction is going with the whole Final Fantasy crap,
yeah,
where they
and
just
they
take
have,
their whole new route.
Yeah, and they have Mikasa and Mikasa. And Eren, like, making out in a scene in what we saw in the trailer. And
no.
It's like,
that never,
they never fucking did that.
Yeah, that never
it
happened.
Was I
was like,
going to say, they're like brother and sister. Don't make this gay, Mikasa. Jeez.
No, she's adopted, remember?
I know she's adopted.
That still doesn't make it okay.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's
no.
still like, family,
oh, no,
family's in the mind and in the heart, not in the genes, man.
This is why I can't watch Sword Art Online, is because of the creepy incest stuff that
but,
happens.
But, you know, Japan, they do this all
no,
the time.
No, they explain, like, we're not actually brother and sister.
Yeah.
They yeah, make it okay. Yeah,
they make it okay for the American
they try
audiences.
They try to rationalize it.
I think it's just because Japan does whatever they want, the weird things and, you know, brother and sister liking
yeah.
each other.
Now, I won't say and it's then, like Alabama levels, but
yeah, no.
Incest is not as big
a
red flag
are you
in
saying,
Japan and a lot of Asia, I think.
Are you saying Alabama is America's Japan?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least in terms of incest.
And then Florida is America's Australia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Australia.
I don't see it.
Don't see it?
No.
It's a crazy place.
Yeah.
It's a very crazy place. Have you been there for more than a week?
There's a okay.
No,
there's,
and
have
I'm
you
glad
been
I
there
haven't.
Elsewhere besides
okay.
the beach?
No, I
okay.
only go Aiden. To vacations.
All right, both Krista and listener, there's a Twitter called Florida Man. Which,
I love Florida Man.
Go read it.
No.
It's
yes.
delightful.
No, Krista, let me tell you about driving through Central Florida. We're on the highway. There's trees. It's like it's dark. It's like 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock at night. There's trees on both sides of the highway. You can't see anything. Except occasionally, on the side of the road, a Watch for Bears sign passes.
Oh, my God.
That's Central Florida.
Oh, Jesus, no. Nope, 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 nope.
A Watch for Bears. Not only gators, but bears.
Well, the strangest
we
thing
is
we got
gators.
Don't...
We got bears.
We got crazy rednecks.
Crazy rednecks.
You see, the thing is, they don't actually mean like yogi-type bears. They mean the specific homosexual community bears.
No, 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 no. So,
watch for bears.
Those
okay.
guys with the mustaches and the big hats. Those guys.
They're mostly harmless, though.
Yeah.
They're mostly harmless.
Yeah, except the ones that live in Florida. Because since they live in Florida, crazy.
This is getting weird.
Okay,
getting
I,
weird.
Think, I think
pull
with
back.
The whole consensus of
yeah.
the room, don't go to Florida.
Don't go to Florida.
Ever. Even for vacation, just don't. Anyway, so I think we are all out of time for this episode. Thank you all so much for watching. Be sure to check out our other podcasts. If you can find them on Podbean.
Also, maybe listen next time. We're not fun to watch.
Yeah.
We're on Podzilla 1985 now.
I know. Yeah. We're on Podzilla 1985. But if you want to listen to any of the previous episodes.
We're on the Podzilla Network.
Oh, yes, it is a network.
The specific podcast is Podzilla 1985.
All right. Anyway, okay. Go listen to our other shows. Thank you all. Have a good night.
Bye.
Bye. Good night, really?
I'll post this at night.
Well, I mean...